And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and I will be doing readings or doing life past readings on past life regression or whatever subject you'd like to bring up. Otherwise, I'm going to just chit-chat. I had such a delightful time with Dr. Edgar Mitchell last time. Wonderful speaker, and he's got such a brilliant mind. I had to reel him in a few times because he got lost out there in space somewhere. But he is a wonderful speaker, and I had a delightful time. In fact, I think all of my guests are just absolutely wonderful people, and I'm so pleased to have them on my show. We'll be having some familiar names coming up in the future, and some old friends, and some brand new people. So, you know, please feel free to stay tuned and to stay with us. I can tell you some of the ones in the future are going to be Carol May of the Lotus Grid. I am looking forward to Stephanie Stevens, who works with the Om Energies, Jeannie Page, who is iridologist, and she has Wise Woman Consultants. She has a lot that can speak about your physical body and what you need. And a number of others. I think we're going to have Jackie Ryan on again, and we're going to have Maureen McGill, and just a few loving, lovely other people that I had so much fun with. But as I said, tonight I decided to talk with you because it's been a while, and I just like to reach out and touch the audience this way and have fun. I was supposed to be on a few moments early, apparently, but I got our producer, Seth, laughing so hard we used up the minutes. You know, I don't feel it's a successful day if I can't get somebody to giggle and laugh. And believe me, it's my joy to do so. What I would talk about today, too, is the different energies. So many people send so many wonderful emails, and I get a lot of information about the new energies, the stepped-up vibrations, and they talk about getting all this fabulous information and some of the things that we should feel when we have this vibration. Some of them make you sound like you have the flu and that it's more misery than it is love and joy that you feel you're going into, sort of like childbirth. It isn't fun to go into. It's great to have the child come out finally, thank God. But, you know, trying to pass a bowling ball through your legs is really hard. And so it's some of the energy we have lifts us up, and some of it just pauses, and you feel like you're treading in water. You're trying to hold your place. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're staying at a precipice, waiting to just go downhill. These are the things that I have felt in the more recent times and months. Things have been on hold for me. I am delighted to say that I should be, if things work well, working through a wonderful national organization with local chapters in pursuing hypnotherapy and working with families and children and adults and working with healing aspects of it, fear, enhancement of athletic prowess, stimulating motivation, doing pain management, relaxation techniques, assisting with study, habits, breaking old habits, things of that nature. And I just love it. And I'll be using Jin Shin Jitsu as well, which is a fabulous healing art. I think we'll bring back someone to talk about Jin Shin Jitsu because I think it is so wonderful as self-help study. And it's really good. It's something I think everyone should have in their arsenal, like knowing CPR. And while I'm at it, if you could apply to your local fire stations or your local Red Cross office, American Heart Association, if they have any chapters in your area, please do take that, or even talk to your local hospitals and see if you can find someone who will teach you CPR. I feel very strongly it's something that we could all use and maintain for our individuals, for our neighbors, for our families, and for our communities. I feel very strongly the need for having some preparation as far as first aid is concerned, and knowing what to do in case of emergency, car accident, onset of illness, whatever. These things can only help you, number one, lead you to help others, as well as empower you and empower them, and create a more calm, restful atmosphere in which to await our help from the professional medical field. There is one thing that I had read in hypnosis, which is really an altered state of consciousness that all people go through. There are levels that we all do in waking or sleeping. But there is one police officer, I'm not sure where I read the story, who said he uses it for accident victims on the highway because he has found that if people who are in traumatic incidences are already in a state of altered consciousness, and he can speak to them calmly and get their attention and give orders for bleeding to stop, for pain to be lessened, etc., and keep them in a state of aware, of conscious awareness, but on a unconscious level, so to speak, so that they can be more able to adjust themselves to the current body situation. And you can also give commands in an accident situation that the body begin to repair itself immediately. So hypnosis is a wonderful tool that can be used by anyone, and it works well. You cannot do anything or make people do anything that is against their own free will. Now then, the other thing is, moving into this new vibration, it's not just enough to be spiritually oriented and to go what I call all airy-fairy up in the air to do things and think you're going to, you know, sort of just lift up like a grand ascension. But it's important to bring along your mental, your emotional, and your physical body as well. We are here on this earth with all three areas or soul gifts, and I consider the body and the mind soul gifts as well as the spiritual aspect, to be in unity and harmony as we walk through life. As you are more grounded and centered, remember the figure of a tree, of a human being as a tree with the arms lifted up to heaven, the body centered in the middle, and the feet on the earth. This is what we are supposed to do in learning what we are doing in this time that is coming. And the more of us who are centered, the more we become aware. The more we become aware, the more helpful we are to other people. The greater our inspiration and awareness grows. We become more gifted psychically, more visions, more prophecies, more healings, more impacting not only our local area, but other areas, non-local areas. There are many, many people who are moving into this field and have been for years. This also means that you can accept prosperity, as many have told you. But I still find when I speak to some of those who are in our field that they tend to undervalue themselves and charge minimal amounts of money for their services. You know, even in the Bible, Christ says the laborer is worthy of his hire. You are worthy of being paid a wage that can provide you a living, a good living, not a bare existence living, not a below the poverty level living, but a very good living. This does not mean that you take advantage of people. That's not at all what I mean, and I think all of you out there know that. It does mean, however, that you are supposed to use common sense and good judgment. People in large cities can charge more because their expenses are more. So, you know, and don't compare yourself to what others charge either. That's not a good thing either. It's find out what's comparable in your area, but do something that is making you comfortable with who you are in the field you're in. And that's what I'm asking that you all to do. Some of the energies that have been going on, I hold a meditation group, or I go to a meditation group every Wednesday night. And there are basically four of us. Occasionally there are guests there. Recently one gentleman brought his grandson because the boy had awakened at night to see a little boy who was Scots. He was from Scotland, apparently, had the accent, was dressed in a Boy Scout uniform, and startled him. And he wanted to know why this boy came, and so we had a discussion of why this boy came. Now, this past week, apparently, his grandfather had a dream. And in this dream, that same young Scottish boy inserted himself. And the gentleman wanted to know why. Well, it was to let the grandfather know that this boy was there to help his grandson and that he was not someone or a being who would be of a bad influence on the boy. It was just to bring him to an grandfather to an awareness that everything was okay and he's a good boy. My feeling is that this was a young man. These two boys had been friends before in Scotland, which is why he chose a place that would be familiar. And I asked the young boy, by the way, the grandson, who is 9 years old, 10, something like that, maybe just turned 10, you know, if how he knew the boy's accent was Scottish, or how the boy was Scottish. He said his accent, I've seen movies, he said, I just knew he was Scottish. So, you know, I'm not sure that when I was 10 years old, I would have been able to make that intelligent distinction. But here is one of the younger children that we have growing up with all of these awarenesses that we ourselves, our older generations, did not necessarily have unless we were blessed with families that moved around or were in areas where children from other countries were visiting. Some of the energies that I have felt, each one of us has felt in the study group and other of my friends, have become more and more aware of the ability to sort of read each other's minds, to know what the other person is thinking, and be able to respond accordingly. Some are having much more vivid dreams. Some, like a scientist, is receiving, at this time, dreams which deal with gearboxes because he's in the mode of creating a special gearbox that would provide some sort of, I'm not sure what it is, but like a perpetual motion machine to help with the energy. And for things of this nature, dreaming is perfect for him. He's been frustrated. He's been working on it for a long time. And he decided to write down that he wanted inspiration for his invention, because so far it almost works, then it doesn't work, it starts to work, and then it stops. So he's getting kind of frustrated. So he did indeed write down that he wanted some inspiration from his subconscious and from any other guides at night to come and give him inspiration. And he dreamed, according to him, he said, about a gearbox that is actually organic in nature, and is one that will be in use 1,000 years from now. How he knew that, he didn't know. And we suggest, and then he had another dream that followed up with it, again, impressing on him that the gearboxes of the future are not going to be mechanical, but organic in nature, which is absolutely fascinating, but are not a living being like you would have a squirrel or something like that, not that type of organic, but an activity that will continue to work because it continues to grow in a particular medium. So it gives constant energy level as it is constantly growing and moving about. At any rate, we've asked him to please set it down to a closer era so he can use it and develop it for now, because that would be a fabulous thing to do. The other things that I had in mind was just to go over some of these special thoughts and feelings. I know that sometimes we get very disappointed in ourselves and disappointed in others. I'm also saying we really shouldn't allow ourselves to become disappointed either with ourselves or with others, but that we should be gentle and forgiving of ourselves for ourselves. I think that very often we ask too much of ourselves. We put such a high standard on our activities and our expectations of ourselves that it is almost impossible to meet them. So be a little kind to yourself and loving. And I'm sure I've said this before. Be kind to yourself and loving, because you're the best friend that you will ever have. And you will be the most loving friend you will ever have. some of the people that I know are going through some changes in energy that have physical issues which they don't understand. It's not really cold, it's not this, it's not that, it's not the other thing. And a lot of this, we're being told, happens to be part of the energy shift that we're going through. I really can't speak to that because I don't know personally too much about it. I do know that I find myself a little bit more emotional than I usually have. I'm usually rather serene and can rock with the current situation. I can bob along like a ball on the wave. And yet sometimes I find that I become much more emotionally distraught than I ever should be. And again, I think that's part of the energy change that we're going through. I, too, am becoming more sensitive and giving of myself to other people, but I also understand at the same time that I am feeling a strength and expressionism in my thoughts that I had never experienced before, or if I had, it's not been within this current memory. Some of the experiences that I have had in the past, I think, are indicative of a change in lifestyle. For some men, laughingly, they may call this the nesting instinct, but if you feel all of a sudden a really strong need to start cleaning out, to weeding out, to getting rid of old stuff, to straighten up, usually this indicates a new change in your circumstances. So look for this. I myself have all of a sudden, and if you knew how much I disliked certain things, such as cleaning up a refrigerator, you know, from the bottom up, you would know when I told you that that's what I did today, even with my back still hurting from a fall I took a few weeks ago. I couldn't help it. It was just like I was impelled to get the refrigerator cleaned. Before that, I did the stove. Then I went weeding. And it's very odd. Also, I was wondering, well, you know, usually this means people are coming into my life, a new activity, a new sense of purpose and awareness. But also, again, it also can be a life change. For me, it's indicated going someplace, starting a new job, meeting new people, whatever. And I was wondering, kind of out loud to myself, I wonder what it's going to involve. You know, what kind of area it's going to involve? Does it mean travel? And last week, my dear neighbor came and dropped off a book, actually a couple books that somebody had left in his cab. And I usually read mystery stories and historical things and historical mysteries. I love that genre. I'll read the good classics over again. But I've never read military literature. Well, he said, yes, good evening. May I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm calling about my mother who has passed on.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know if she's around me and if she's trying to connect.
Is this Elaine? Or is this someone else?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. What's your name, please?
My name is Elaine.
Elaine, yes, dear. Honey, I had a feeling you were going to call. You are still grieving very much over your mother, and I understand that very well. But you are also, at this point, preventing yourself from growing. You have put yourself into a time and space where you are not able to move forward. And you are holding yourself in that space. Have you made the effort, as some suggestions have been made in other programs, that you would seek a grief counseling or a grief group?
Well, I've been reading books
about... I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I've been reading books about after-death communication.
Yeah, well, reading books isn't enough in this instance. I think that, you know, I would strongly urge you to get into counseling or a group grieving places. And that would probably have assistance to you, darling, because I know how dear a mother is to one. My mother was very, very dear to me, and I grieved. But you're not permitting yourself to grow, and I don't think that's what your mother had in mind, and I don't think that's what you really have in mind either. And it's just keeping you locked into the same emotional sphere, same circle, that is not going to help you to grow and move on with your life and become the complete person that you are supposed to be in this lifetime. And yes, of course, your mother is around you. She always is. Okay?
Okay, and is she trying to connect to me, or?
What?
Is she trying to contact me?
Well, honey, she does, but you are so stuck in where you are that she can't contact you. You are not giving her space to do anything but mourn for you because you haven't moved on. In a sense, you are preventing your mother from moving on with her life and the things that she is supposed to be doing elsewhere.
But can't she come in my dreams just to heal?
Well, my mother did not do that very much, to be honest with you, okay? And it's very possible that it's a time for you to grow and to release so that she can choose the time to come to you. It's like you're almost demanding that she come to you,
mm-hmm.
rather than letting it come about naturally. If she came to you in your dreams, which she has in some instances, and you really don't remember this, okay, mm-hmm. it is to bring you comfort. But it's also to encourage you to move on with your life. Okay?
Okay, but is she happy? She's happy now?
Yes, she is happy, because the only unhappiness she does have at the moment, basically, is that you aren't letting her go and allowing her to move forward. You're holding on to her. And in her love for you, she doesn't feel comfortable moving on until she knows you're okay. And you're only okay when you start to grow and move on your own. When you can release her enough and have your own life and allow her to have her life, you two will be meeting again. You know, you will be meeting again. That you can be assured of. There is no way you would not be seeing your mother again in another time and place. It's just a matter of degree. Okay?
Okay, and also I understand they say that the veil is thinning.
Pardon?
Sylvia Brown said that the veil that separates the spiritual world from the physical world is thinning, and that someday we're going to be able to see them.
Well, yes, I can see people and have been since I was a child on
mm-hmm.
the other side of the veil. But you have to allow yourself to grow and to be able to do that, dear. You know, it's a matter of learning, and it's releasing. The more you hold on, the farther away something goes. It's the exact opposite of what you would think. It's releasing people. It's releasing grief that allows you to grow and to one day see. And yes, it is thinning, and that's true. But as I said, I've seen that. I've seen people all my life who passed over. But, you know, so do a lot of people. I'm not special. A lot of people do that, and more are opening into that. Vis-a-vis that gentleman who saw that little boy in his dream.
Who was this?
Hmm?
Who saw a little boy in his dream?
A grandfather I was talking about earlier. A grandfather. His son woke up and saw a young boy in his bedroom and ran into the grandfather and was, you know, kind of scared. And then the grandfather dreamed about the same little boy and knew it was okay.
I hear a lot of it. I think it's so comforting to hear.
Yes, it can be. But you also have to continue to live on this earth plane and to stay with being in the here and now, because after all, that's what you're here for. You're not here to be caught off with the other side. You're here to grow in this life, which is why you were born into this life,
mm-hmm.
to allow yourself to grow and expand using this life to its very fullest.
Were you born with this veil? They say if you're born with the veil, you have the gift. Were you born with a thin veil?
With a what?
With a veil called the cool.
I have no clue, honey. I really don't. There's not a whole lot that I go into on that side. I just accept what comes and go with the flow. I don't do much. I did take the development of psychic abilities at the ARE in Virginia Beach, which is an excellent course to take, by the way. They just had their yearly course in that, learning to develop the Edgar Cayce legacy. That's a wonderful course to take. But I'm not cognizant of other things. There's a lot that I don't want to know because it isn't important for me to know. That's for other people to look into and study. Okay?
Okay, but you're more connected. Like, you're able to see people on the other side, right?
Well, I have all my life, dear, yes.
That is wonderful. I mean, isn't it? It's so comforting.
Well, it can be, honey, but then on the other hand, it can scare the bejesus out of you if you're not expecting it. Okay?
Okay.
It's a two-edged sword, darling. There are some people who do that and are terrified, and they think they're possessed, and they get hysterical, and, they want to have an exorcism, and there are others who accept it. So
they don't know it's a gift that they have.
Well, it's a gift that everybody has, darling. That's what you don't understand. Everybody has that gift. It's whether or not you choose to exercise it, to use it, that's important.
Well, let's say I choose to exercise, like, if I have the gift, I wish I did. I want to see my mother. How can I go about,
Well, you go about releasing her, number one, and you go about forgiving yourself for any perceived errors that you may have committed because you are not responsible for her passing over. She chose the time and place to pass over, and that's what she did, okay? You are not responsible at all, and that's something that must be released. Secondly, it's necessary for you to become aware of growing and become finding out who you really are in order to be able to see those who passed on to another plane. All right, so you know that you're not hallucinating or creating wishful thinking. Because in that arena lies fooling yourself and having hallucinations. So it's by being a very firmly grounded person, as I said, a firmly grounded person who is whole in body, mind, and spirit, that you can indeed move forward and take courses in this, okay? And develop friends who have like gifts, work with study groups. There are many things that you can do to develop your skills. It's individual to each one, and each one perceives something a different way as well, by the way. Not everybody perceives in the same way, which is one of the fascinating things that I find about this field. Some people emphasize seeing. Other people emphasize knowing or hearing or feeling. So each, and some do all of the above or several of the above at the same time. So it just depends. And it's nice to admire people for things, but also remember, these are the gifts that you are given. These are psychic gifts that are of the soul. Psychic literally means of the soul. It's natural for you to have them. And it's just up to you to prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, and physically to accept and move into these gifts. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I also read about Michael Landon, about him guiding his daughter from beyond the grave, and it was on a website, afterdeath.com. And she said
that's lovely too, darling, but I don't know anything about it.
Excuse me?
And I wouldn't be surprised, okay? There is so much. We, each of us, have guides and teachers with us. I recently had somebody tell me, to my great surprise, that there are 20 people around me. He counted them. I don't have no clue why he decided to count them. They're around me who are here specifically to help me accomplish my goals in this lifetime. And all I have to do is ask them to help me. That's what they were waiting for. So I told them to get on the ball and help me. What the hell? I'm not going to have them stand around and eat my food and not pretend work. So at any rate, I have asked for help, and there has been active help that's come in. Inspiration for writing something up that I needed to get written up today, helping me out in doing certain tasks, and helping me out in healing. So there are many things that can be done, and everybody has guardian angels. Why don't you ask your guardian angel to help you recover from your mother's death? because you need help to help guide you to where you can get the best help to recover. So your mother can move forward and you can move forward, and you can become a more fully fulfilled person.
Do you have
That's
a website? Have you written any books?
No, I'm in the process of writing a book now, darling.
Mm-hmm.
It's about my life as a psychic, and starting from my earliest memories of abilities and things that have circumstances that have come about where I have found people or things or helped maintain a life until help could come, knowing the things before they happen, that type of thing. And I started around at the age of 2 or 3 knowing things and responding to certain situations that were far above what a child of that age should have been able to do. But, yeah, I am in the process of writing a book. Thank you for asking.
That you are really gifted. That's wonderful.
Well, darling, thank you so much for calling, but I'd like to get back and give other people perhaps an opportunity to call as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you be sure you take care of yourself there, and you follow up on suggestions for healing. Ask your angels, your own angels, to help you to get over this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always nice to have people call in and talk, and I am so glad that people do ask. Sometimes it takes a while for us to really adjust to changed circumstances. I know for me it took, frankly, it took 7 years, and that was a shock because as much as I knew about death, my mother, if you didn't know, died in my arms very quickly after a heart attack. Within 20 to 30 minutes, she was gone, and she had not been ill, had not had any evidence of disease. So it was really, really a psychic shock for me, one that as prepared as I am and as much as I know and see other people and have seen other people crossed over, did not prepare me, really, for the eventuality. But I did see her soul leave her body, and I was very honored at that. But I will tell you, it did take its toll on me for a number of years thereafter. And that's part of what's also in my book, quite frankly, is what I went through and what I have found out since. And she asked if I saw my mother in dreams. Well, you know, I really expected, to see my mother when she died. And I waited for it because it was my expectation. It's what I'd done with other people. Why wouldn't I see her, you know? The thing is, I did not see her for a year or two. And when she did come, it was not in a dream, but I was with the meditation group that I meet with, and there were a number of other people there. And I saw this being in light come to me when I was in meditation. And far off, there were 3 lights coming to me. And I was wondering, now what is this? Because I'd never had this happen. And what I saw stunned me because while they were still a distance away and all they were colored lights that had different colors with them, I suddenly recognized my mother. My mother was the light in the middle. And it's as though she was escorted by beings of light, angels, whatever you want to term it. I think they were angels. And I recognized her, again, not a face, not a form, but by the color of the light of her being. And that was so profound. Yes, good evening, and welcome to the Higher Up Dimension. May I help you?
Hi, Phyllis. This is Maureen calling.
Well, hi. How lovely of you to call. I'm so glad you got a chance to give me a buzz.
Yeah,
I announced you'd be on my show in the future.
I would love to do that. Let's
okay,
try to make that
maybe
work.
While your kitten
really
is
wonderful.
Out playing around in Europe.
Yeah, she's having a great time, I'm sure. I hope. Now on
well,
the airplane.
You don't have to hope. You know it.
Yeah, I know.
Heck, if it were you, you'd be having a ball.
You know it. I was there when I was a freshman in college.
Then how can you doubt?
Right.
How
well, I'm glad to hear that you're writing that book. You are working away.
Oh, yes. I said it for your benefit so you don't scold me.
That's a good thing. I think you have a lot to share with your listeners and a lot of help to give them around the spiritual strength.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You are always very kind and good to me. So, at any rate, I was explaining to people all the different things that happen when we start moving into this energy. Do you have a specific question or a contribution?
I think the question just might be that I feel like I'm on the verge of a huge change. It feels like a positive change.
It is.
But I
it
was
is.
Wondering if you had some insights about that change or what it...
Well, yeah, I before Elaine called, I was telling people that for me, in the past, and I hope in the future, in the current future now, that what I felt, this urge to, and some people jokingly call it nesting, but to clean, to get things ready to throw out, that means there is a big change in your life coming. You are clearing out the old, getting ready for the new. And that is one of the psychic signs, if you will, one of the subtle signs that are given that you are ready to move into a new phase, into a new era in your life. Now, I was talking about my dear neighbor who was kind enough to bring me some books that one of his riders had left in the car and said he'd pick up later. Now, I usually love mystery stories, histories, and classics, right? Well, let me tell you, these books are both about military. One was the Revolutionary War, Thomas Paine, great writer, giving his story and so forth and so on, and the Founding Fathers and their feelings about the military and government, yada, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other is about a lovely lady, a PhD, who is a teacher at West Point. She is a poetry teacher.
Mm.
And they are insisting that the cadets at West Point, and I'm assuming some of the other academies, I could be wrong, learn to think and not be blindly following orders. And that one way they do this is to teach them poetry, and to read Shakespeare, to read some of the great classics, to read the Iliad, the Odyssey, all of these formal educational trainings that we should have. What we called, you and I, the part of the classical education.
Well, classics, right.
Yeah, which is important for learning how to think, by the way.
Absolutely.
So, at any rate, and I'm thinking today, we'll see what happens, okay? I'm thinking today, why all of a sudden it dawned on me that I am being given books on the military. What's going to happen that's going to involve the military? Okay? Weird, isn't it? So what I'm going to have to say is I'm going to tell you and my listeners, we'll find out why I'm being given books that are not the genre I normally read, but are way out of my field of comfort zone, shall we say. But I'm finding them fascinating, and I'm learning how people think in the military.
Mm.
Now, I have no desire at my age, nor would I be permitted.
Sign up.
On a field of battle, unless they were really desperate.
But those veterans could sure use your support with visualization, relaxation,
oh,
and all the spiritual
sure.
work.
But I was visualizing myself with a frying pan heading into battle.
I'd like to think of it better as a... the gong helping with meditation for veterans.
Well, as I said, I've had a wicked sense of humor tonight. You know, I can just see myself charging a battle with a broom in one hand and a frying pan in the other. I'll tell you, one or the other of us would leave from field.
That's funny.
I've often imagined that if a group of men were faced by infuriated women, who do you think would give first? I already know who'd give way first. The men would.
The men. Why is that so clear?
I love visualizations. They're funny. Yes, my feeling is, darling, that you are waiting for it. I have a feeling that a new endeavor is coming to you, too, now that we speak of it. A fresh endeavor for you in a field that's not quite the way you've seen it before. Does this make sense?
Not really, but we'll...
coming up from left field. It's something else that's coming from left field. And it's not what you've been doing exactly before, but you can build on your past history and knowledge.
Mm.
But it's something entirely different. And giving you a fresh point of view and giving you a second breath, so to speak, or a second wind, maybe is a better word to say it.
Great.
And I think that we can all use that at some time in our lives.
Absolutely.
But
any sense of the timing on that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be before the summer is out. I really think that is going to occur for you, and that it is going to be an excellent opportunity for you to try and do some things that you may have not thought about doing for quite some number of years, either through time or lack of time or interest or raising family, you know, that you were just, there were just too many things on your plate over the years, and that something that, that you had considered way back when is now going to be much more available for you to step into. It's the timing is right, in other words.
Great.
And I know you haven't always just wanted the ballet or the dance, but that there are other things that you had in mind, yes?
Yes, I think so.
I can't remember.
I know I'm thinking retirement.
But it's something that you can have fun with at the same time.
Oh, good. Well,
and
I certainly love the tarot, that's for sure.
Pardon?
I certainly love the tarot cards, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of it. I think it's part of it is going to involve you growing and maybe even doing some traveling with that.
Wow, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I would like that.
I know you would.
I'd like to be doing readings with you. That would be really fun.
I would love to do that. We'll have to get you out east at some point, and we could terrorize the nation's capital.
There we go.
I don't know if the world's ready for me to be.
Of course they are.
I've been here all my life. I don't know if they're ready yet.
I think they're getting ready now. Why do you think you're having these military dreams?
This is what I'm trying to figure out, you know. Oh, there is a possibility that, and for my listeners to know that there is a possibility of, with connections, that the use of hypnosis and Jinsha Jitsu might be an area that's going to be opened up by the Milik, might be, not will be, might, okay? Distant possibility of using such in helping our veterans who are coming back and need adjustment,
mm-hmm.
you know, to adjust to life back here and to help release a lot of stress and anxiety and pain and suffering from what they have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a possibility. I would love that. Somehow I don't think that's it. I don't know why. I mean, that was the most logical common sense aspect. But I have found when things like this happen, I can forget logic. It doesn't happen that way. It's just like, you know, I don't understand quite what it is. But whatever it is.
Trust the flow. It'll be there. You know.
I'm going to have to go with the flow. I'm just going to have to relax and release and let go and let God and the angels and see what we can come up with. So at any rate, that's what I have. Do you have any other questions for me?
You know, I think that was the main one. I kind of wanted to know about how I feel like I'm on the edge of something, but I don't know quite how to prepare except for to continue to clear, you know.
Well, you know, you've got a lot on your plate coming up, and I think once that's over with, it's going to unfold a little bit more towards the end of your semesters.
Great.
So that you will have time to take a deep breath. But I my feeling is it's also going to have something. I think you're also going to have a lot of fun with your book that you and your cohort.
Oh, thank you for that.
It's going to are going to write, because I think it's going to generate a lot of interest. And I think that that point you will have to be, you know, hawking your book somehow. You know, and that takes a lot of energy, darling.
Yes, I realize that.
And it takes a lot of stamina. And, you know, that may be part of the reason why I slow on looking at a book.
There you go.
I would have loved to, but now, But, you know, I won't complain. You know, I'll be grateful for anything that happens in the good vein. In the good vein. Let me qualify that statement. But from your tarot readings, what do you find is becoming much more that you, let me put it, let me see if I'm trying to form it. Have you seen in the last 6 months or a year a difference in the readings that you are giving people? Is it, are they readings showing any changes or energy levels or anything of that nature from what you know to have been pretty common in the past?
You mean just individually myself
individually.
Or just general?
No, just individually, and not only with you, but with people who come for readings.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've noticed that people certainly are much more accepting of it, I feel, than they were perhaps in the beginning, and it seems like the younger people are really open to it, and even those that are in traditional, like, medical careers.
Mm-hmm.
I had a physician and his wife come in the other evening, and they were actually open to a healing touch. I do energy work with my hands, and
wow,
he was having some difficulties with one of his hands, and he is actually open, you know, for me to do some energy work over his hand, and I just noticed that, and it did help him, by the way.
Great.
I do notice that the younger people that are just starting out with families and, you know, traditions are opening to this, like, in a huge way. It's almost as if there's a longing for the spiritual and an acceptance. Of course, I would listen to this in a way that I didn't really notice that in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, so that seems to be.
Well, I think that's amazing. So you do find an openness in today's younger people.
Yes, I really do.
I mean,
there's certainly that level of skeptical, you know, energy around it, but I can't even say it tonight. Where's my mouth?
Having fun?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, yeah. It's
that level of that, but, you know, of questioning, and that should be there for anybody, you know, in this work. But there's also a genuine openness that I feel that people are, you know,
expressing
open for it and ready for it. And there's so much more exposure now with television and radio, computers, internet, everything. So.
Yeah. The thing that I found with people is they're not so much in a ooh-ah stage as they used to be. They're more, it's not so much more of a parlor trick.
Right, right.
Entertainment type thing.
Entertainment, yeah.
Right. It seems to be more accepted as something that's viable.
Almost like a counseling tool, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
It truly has become a validated counseling tool.
Do you find also that people are willing to learn about how to do these things themselves, or they are expressing more openly that they themselves have experienced some unusual?
Yes, absolutely.
Where before they wouldn't share?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
A shift in that kind of energy and openness. And by the way, you know, I had this done such and such a time, and so it's a familiar experience to them as well.
Okay.
So it's just more accepted now, I think.
Yes, I think so, too. And I think the Indigo kids, they're growing up. I think a lot of others are growing up, too, who are open to experiencing this and allowing us, each of us, to be able to express ourselves a lot more. Do you find overall, even the older people of the older generation, are also now experiencing more and more some of this change in energy?
Yes, and they're willing to talk about it. You know, it's not such a taboo anymore. They're actually willing to voice it and
mm-hmm.
know that this was an experience that somebody else had as well. It wasn't just them, you know. It wasn't something in their imagination or their dreams that they didn't validate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also that there is, I will say, and I think you'd agree with me, that it's always good. Because there are those who are not really that high spiritually, shall we say, and who always pray. I mean, the charlatans, as we call them, those who want to say, you know, give me money because somebody's cursed you, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody starts asking you for money, you know, just grab your bag and leave the room, toot sweet. Because while there is such stuff around, paying money isn't going to get rid of it.
No.
With you. Okay. And we need people to be aware there are those who do prey on others, and help should be offered and not purchased. And you certainly don't hand over wads of money or think that. And by the way, lovely ladies and gentlemen, money is not cursed. Please, come on. You know?
I'm sorry, what did you say, money?
Money is not cursed.
Oh, right.
So don't hand over wads of money to be blessed, please. Just keep your money in your bank, because money is not cursed.
Right.
It's how you use it that makes it, whether or not it's used for good and purposes or to provide food for yourself or a retirement for yourself or something. That's what makes it. Money itself does not hold anything. and that a lot of people have been fooled by that kind of nonsense in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, not today, literally, but I've heard of people who, you know, feel that that have been taken in by this type of chicanery. Look, I used a big word, Mom. So, at any rate, I am so delighted that you called me.
Well, thank you for your insights.
Oh, you're welcome. Blessings.
Meaningful insights. And
we will be talking. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I do get card readings from Maureen, and she is quite good.
Oh, thank you for that.
She is quite good. So, if you, I'll give you a plug, darling, while you're on. If you want to give your website or your phone number where you can get readings,
to my email address where they can email me and I can send them information is tarotsun@yahoo.com, and that's yahoo.com, tarotsun@yahoo.com, and if they write to me there, I can give them the information about readings, and we can do phone readings or even over the email. I've been doing quite a few over the email lately.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it actually works. I don't know how that energy works, but it does.
Yeah, it does. It does. You can do dowsing and all other neat stuff, too.
Yeah.
The energy goes where it has to. Energy is not limited by time or space or physicality, I have found. It is fabulous. Thank you again, darling, and we'll have you on in the future.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sending you light, too, and wonderful evening. Take care.
Take care, dear. Well, I did get mostly said what I needed to say for us this evening. Anybody else wants to call, you're going to have to make it quick because the time, as usual, has gone by so fast. And I'd love to take another call, talk about a past life or any experiences you'd like to have, or just continue on with energy and how it is impacting our lives today and showing itself in what's going to happen in our lives. If we look forward and not back, remember, retain your experiences, but don't live in the past. It's okay to have memories and to be fond and to enjoy thoughts, but living in the past emotionally, not moving forward, is just one form of death. You're cheating yourself of living the fullest and the happiest life that you can. And that really isn't good. That's not what you're here for. You're here to do as much as possible to make life better for yourself and for other human beings or little four-footed creatures, however you wish to term it, because they too are here for growing purposes and to show us their love and their caring. And I just had to let go one of my other darling dogs, my last dog, because he had kidney failure and heart failure, and I swear to you, I almost trip over him still, because when I get up and move around, it's as though he's still here. And I do feel my other two dogs that have predeceased him. So in spirit and emotionally, I still have my doggies with me, and I love them dearly. And they were so devoted to me. The only thing is that my male person no longer is fearful of knocking on the door because a chorus of ravening wolves does not greet her anymore. But it's nice to know that when someone, something, a pet or person passes along, that they are there for you, that the connection is not lost. All you have to do is open your heart and know that that love doesn't die. The physical form changes, but the love does not. So I am comforted in those hours when I miss my pets and know that I have done the right thing because of the suffering that would have been engendered had I not taken the steps to bring about a change in life circumstances. And again, pay attention to what's going on around you. There is a synchronicity that is now coming up for everyone. The more you are aware of what is going on around you, the people around you, the circumstances, whether things appear or disappear around you, these things are all to be considered signs that there are other beings there helping you. And yes, it does happen that things do disappear and then reappear. It's really bizarre. Sometimes it is simply an angel or a guardian saying, hello, I'm here, remember me, or it's warning you about something, so it's up to you to tune in. Yes, good evening. I guess we are at the stopping point in the show. But at any rate, pay attention to what's going on around you and the gifts that you receive to come to you. I wish you all a wonderful evening, a wonderful week, and you can reach me at bbsradio.com, The Higher Dimensions. Again, I thank you for your attention, and God bless you and keep you. Good night. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.